It's the list goes on. Denise is here. Hey, Denise.
Hey. Hello there.
Did you hear about Sunny getting arrested again?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Did you like my headline? Did you like my headline?
The one about, was it the...
Tammy like Sitch 17? Gets arrested for at least the 14th time. I had to edit it.
Yes.
I miscounted. Yes, I saw that. But I mean, 14 that we know of. I'm sure there's some that haven't emerged, but she's been arrested at least 14 times in the last 8 years.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. And I feel bad because, there's people that sometimes they have a rocky path, but you just kind of hope that eventually down the line things come about for them. They get together. Their life gets together. So I feel bad for her.
Yeah, she is a habitual drunk driver over and over and over again. The state of Pennsylvania has filed a motion to revoke her parole, probably rightfully so, since she got eluding a police officer. She got operating a motor vehicle with her second license suspension. She violated a domestic violence restraining order. This ain't good, Denise. And keep in mind, she was shitting on protesters recently by saying, quote, "I'm not a criminal. Sure seems like a freaking criminal to me."
I didn't see that she was posting that stuff. I don't follow her, so I didn't know. But I mean, I just like, how many offenses can you possibly have? Like, I don't understand, like, why? I mean, you never know what happens in somebody's life that makes them turn this way or go down this, like, really bad path. So, like, there's got to be something there, but she needs help. She really does.
NWA needs help. They do not have their top guy in Dave Lagana out of the company. And then I get some news, Denise. The amount that they were offering people, $250 a month.
What?
For contracts, $250 a month. There were many releases that got asked for. This was as far back as December. Ricky Starks got offered $1,000. He told me this himself, by the way. I messaged him and I said, "Hey, I heard you got $1,000. Everybody else was getting $250." And he said, "Yeah, I rejected that too." And I think he said that he felt a little bad because everybody else was getting like $250, or a lot of people were getting $250. I'm sure not everybody, but that was a number that was being handed out to some people that you all see under contract to NWA right now. I don't know who. I mean, I know Zicky Dice got offered $250, but he was their TV champion, Denise.
Dude, that's really bad. Like, that is such a low number. Like, I mean, that's my phone bill right there, okay? So that's not good at all. Yeah, that's my phone bill.
You got a switch. You need a Cricket or something.
Everything's expensive, like everything. And so, yeah, like I just can't imagine. It sucks because I get it. Right now we're in COVID. Things are bad, but it's not always like this. In entertainment, like there are so many people that you think, oh, because they're here, they're going to be making good money. No, they're not. They're not always making that good money. And I think that it sucks, honestly.
It does suck.
But that's a really
low
number.
That is really low. Very low. Charlotte said that she pitched ideas to work with Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. They did not go through as of yet. Is that something you want to see?
Yes, and I'll tell you why, because both Charlotte and Stephanie have such dominating characters that can you imagine the mic work between them if they were to do something along those lines? Exactly. Yes. So that was the immediate thought that I had pop into my head. So because of that, I was like, I'm all for it.
Tony Khan says that a few weeks ago, Taz had told him that he had the FTW championship and he got an idea to do it. They said it had been planned for a long time for Brian Cage to make the big introduction, make the big splash, challenge Jon Moxley. They established a rapport on television, and when Taz told him he had the belt, he thought it was a perfect thing to add to the story. What do you think of this FTW championship being back? I'm not sure if we had talked about that as of yet, but
no.
What did you think about this?
No, so I didn't expect it at all, actually. When they came in with that, I was like, oh, snap. So I like the fact that he brought it in and, you know, had it, you know, I like I liked how it was presented, if that makes any sense. Like, it felt like a big deal, and people were talking about it. And I know there was people that were, like, you know, sort of discovering the bout, because, you know, there's obviously, like, a lot of new fans, new audiences. So I thought with all of that within itself was pretty interesting to watch. And I really like what Taz is doing right now in AEW. Like, I so far, everything that he's done, I've been a fan of.
Yeah, I like it. He's a very good talker. He helps Brian Cage a lot. And I think that's the important part. But the thing is, I think Taz almost gets himself over more than Cage. And that's not me speaking as a detriment to what Taz is doing. He's just so good at it. He's just so freaking good at it that it's hard to ignore how good he is at it. So I think
Paul Heyman was really good, is really good at doing that stuff with Brock, and he was got himself over too because of how he presented himself. So maybe we can see it that way.
Super important news. Rhea Ripley showed off her new, more blonde hair color. What do you think of that?
I saw it. I like it. She looks killer.
Looks very good, I thought.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss joined Cameo. It is $399.
Ric Flair's $500. I went on. I'd never been on Cameo before, so I didn't even know who was on there or what. But after Alexa Bliss shared that, I went on there to sort of see people's prices. I couldn't believe how many people were actually on it, and I thought that some of the prices were pretty interesting. But $399, if you're like a really big Alexa Bliss fan, I mean, I would pay $3.99 to get it. I mean, I'd pay a lot more to get Taylor Swift's, you know,
how
Cameo.
How much would you pay?
But I'm just, honestly, I paid $1,000 for Taylor Swift Loverfest tickets. So, No meet and greet. You can't pay for Taylor Swift meet and greet. She doesn't do that. You got to be hand selected, which I have yet to be. But hey, so yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I've got a friend who is also a major Swiftie. And I saw a picture, this is probably like 7 years ago, 7, 8 years ago, I saw like a picture of her hugging Taylor Swift, so I didn't know she did meet and greets.
Oh, she does, like, you basically get selected, and then she invites you over after the concerts, and she gives them pizza, and she meets them, and then she does the ones where people go to her house, so, yeah, but the point is that I would pay a lot of money, so I don't think I think it's pretty cool that she went on there.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I don't know if you remember this, but like 6, 7 years ago, there was a frat that did like a video to one of her songs where they
Shake It Off.
Yeah. I know some of those guys. They're from my area. They're from like 20 minutes from me. Yeah. Yeah. Small world, I guess. But here we are talking about Taylor Swift again. My God. Tony Khan addressed the Sammy Guevara, Jimmy Havoc situation. He said, I suspended them both. Very different situations. I just needed to address both. Jimmy really needed the counseling. If and when he were to wrestle again, the most important thing for himself and everybody here is that he sought treatment and counseling. When he asked for that help, we're going to help him. So that puts it out there. He asked for the help. A lot of people wondered, quite frankly, a lot of people said, did he ask for help to keep from getting fired? This kind of puts it out there. He did ask for the help. What do you think of that?
I remember thinking that I thought the punishment was pretty interesting for Jimmy, just because I thought that instead of just going to rehab, I thought they would have really just like cut him off, let him go. That's what I thought. So I don't know if it's my place to say like, hey, this is the right punishment for someone. This is not the right punishment for someone, because how do you even decide that? I mean, you don't really know what's going on. I can't defend it, though, whatsoever. And I don't think I would have made the same decision. I don't think I would have been like, go get help and maybe we'll see you come back. I think I would have just cut ties right then and there.
Sure.
So, and then I also think that right now with Tony Khan, you know, he's very, very open about a lot of stuff on Twitter, and people are going to start comparing a lot of what he says and does, because he's so transparent. And so I think that that's going to, hopefully that doesn't come back to bite him in the butt, but like, I do kind of think that at the same time, like, that transparency is going to start to be compared.
On the subject of Sammy, Tony had said, I think the right thing to do was suspend him. The comments he made were horrible, and I can't defend them. I can't even comment on them because they're unspeakably bad. He's done a different kind of counseling. He's done a different kind, and it's a different kind of coaching. Everybody here we talked to felt like Sammy had no history of this behavior and were shocked that he said that. It's an old clip. I had never seen the video, and it's something I would have addressed before he started here. I never had an opportunity to address it because I didn't know it existed, and neither did anybody else. Or if they did, they didn't tell us. We needed to address both situations and before talking about what to do. I didn't want to rush into making a decision, so I felt like we had to wait until we got all the facts. I completely commend Tony Khan on how he handled the Sammy Guevara situation. Sammy didn't have, apparently, a pattern of that, and it was very clearly an edgy, a stupid edgelord comment that he thought would be funny, but it wasn't at all. And foregoing his salary to donate it and undergoing counseling, I thought it was the right move. What did you think?
100% the right move. And I've worked a few events with Sammy, and I will tell you that he was like one of the first friends I made when I was working at Aura Lucha. Like, he's like the nicest guy. So when I saw read the news, I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I was like, what? And so, but I do think that, yeah, he made a poor choice of words, but I don't think the guy should be crucified for life over it. It's not like he went out and did all the stuff that Joey Ryan did. Like, there is a big, exactly, big difference there. And so because of that, I think it was the right amount of punishment, because it's a really hard one. Like, he had – and here's the thing, though, is that he had to get an even worser punishment, if you can – like, worser punishment, yeah, because it was a person that, you know, a big star in WWE. So because of that, like, he kind of had to take a bigger punishment than maybe would have happened had it just been some other girl, maybe like just somebody starting off.
Yeah, and kudos to him for calling Sasha Banks. Credit to Sasha Banks for saying what she said, because she didn't have to do that. She didn't have to take the call, and she didn't have to address it. She could have been like, let this guy sink on his own for what he said. But guys, that's it. Check out Denise's YouTube channel. List goes on. Who knows when you'll see Denise back here on Wednesdays, but let me tell you, we've loved having you, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Till next time, guys, we're out.